The Environmental Protection Agency approves pesticides and rules for their use. It also has a worker protection standard for people who may be exposed to the chemicals on the job, like field workers. As another growing season gets underway, workers remain vulnerable despite recent safety updates. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer brings the second of three parts in our series on pesticides.
The EPA began an overhaul of the 40-year-old worker protection standard in 2014 and put into place the final changes last year. They include details about how information needs to be displayed for employees and that an applicator should not spray or must stop spraying if a person is in the so-called exclusion zone, in or near the area being sprayed.
Unless you have any other questions, we're going to turn you loose. Thank you for coming.
Kenny Brophy attended an annual training this spring as required to maintain his license as a commercial pesticide applicator in southern Iowa and parts of Missouri. In 34 years of doing this work, he says he's never had an incident that threatened workers. His company pairs an applicator with a scout.
We've got a guy that goes around and checks the fields out first.
Still, he says even having someone complain that his application may have drifted onto garden plants alarms him.
But it makes you feel like, did I really do my job right or not?
Like it or not, pesticides are an integral part of U.S. agriculture. And even with safety measures, worker accidents happen every year. But Harvest Public Media found nobody's keeping track nationally. It's up to workers or their employers to report problems in their state. This cell phone video shows a crop duster flying over a field in Kearney County, Nebraska in 2017. The couple who shot the video were working as detasselers, pulling the tops off seed corn plants in the next field over. This man says he and his wife were working in the field when the plane started spraying without regard for people below. He says they smell poison. The woman says her throat hurts. This couple and another worker who was also in the field that July day reported the incident months later, and the EPA launched an investigation. The EPA has recognized shortcomings in record-keeping about incidents like this one. As recently as this spring, the agency committed to being more aggressive in collecting and evaluating data on accidents and compliance with the updated worker protection standard.
This video is not meant to alarm you, but to make you aware of practices that should be observed to maintain a safe work environment.
Field workers are expected to watch videos like this one before starting work each season. Betsy Buffington is a pesticide safety educator at Iowa State University.
It's a training that is required of workers, the people who work around pesticides but not really with pesticides.
Buffington says the burden is on employers to provide the training.
If you hire somebody seasonally, they come in, they may not know to not enter as a pesticide application is taking place. And so it's basically just a basic protection against them.
For the Nebraska incident, the workers had signed an attendance sheet for the required training, which included this.
If you see a pesticide being sprayed that is drifting into your work area, or you are contacted by spray drift, leave the area immediately.
But the Nebraska workers who took the cell phone video didn't leave the field after seeing the plane. They kept working, even though some other workers sat on the bus the rest of the day. Seed companies and pesticide applicators say they're trying to overcome the challenge of coordinating between field work and chemical applications. Shannon Bohm is a site lead for Bayer Crop Science in Huxley, Iowa.
Our production facilities they contact all of the co-ops, they contact the airports every day and say this is where we're going to be. And so we do go through some of those measures, but we're trying to be proactive, but we also need to prepare for the worst.
Because just one unexpected company applying pesticides on a given day could threaten worker safety.
They don't really have to check in with anybody to be in the area. So that's the problem. Where would we even go to let them know?
And that's a question even the revised worker protection standard doesn't answer. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
In the final story of this Harvest Public Media series, tune in to hear how states are addressing pesticide use and safety in the marijuana industry. That's coming up tomorrow morning on WILL.